No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We're going to dive right into it. Nick Saban gets eviscerated, and then we got our final clip of the day. On a recent episode of the SEC Football Podcast, SEC Mike Breton dived into the latest college football buzz with Paul Feinbaum weighing in as the voice of the SEC. Biased. The conversation took a sharp turn when Mike brought up the idea of expanding the regular season conference schedule to 9 games. What a concept. Feinbaum then revealed a shocking revelation, particularly in reference to Nick Saban. Feinbaum said, and I quote, "In terms of the 9 games, I want to get your thoughts on that because it's taken a while. We've been together many times when certain conference members, you know who they are, said, well, we don't want to go to 9 games. The most surprising was 2 years ago, the guy that led that fight was Nick Saban. Suddenly I said, I don't know. He said, I don't know if I want to see Auburn and Tennessee and LSU every year. Remember that, Feinbaum said about Saban's quotes. To be honest, his words sent shockwaves, calling out the unexpected shift from one of the SEC's most powerful voices. Well, let's be honest. He's now the most powerful voice probably in all of college football, talking about Saban. After Paul's bold stance, Mike didn't hold back in his response. Mike fired back with a sharp take on Saban's shift in opinion. And I quote, oh, yeah. This is a little harsh. That was when that decaying dynasty was on its last leg. Just remember, they were still pretty good at the end. Okay, they almost won the Rose Bowl and beat Michigan. But here we go. We couldn't make it any more difficult on Nick. Poor Nick Saban with the best roster and all. So yeah, that was quite an about face. But I'm glad that now I'm not happy he stepped aside because I think he makes the SEC better. But I am happy that he's no longer in the way of a 9-game regular season schedule. And I quote, I saw a thing from Kirby Smart earlier this year. Why would we go to 9 games? It gives half our teams an additional loss. Like, the SEC has been very out there and out front about, why would we do this? We want the extra dub. We want the extra easy win. I don't like that we're not playing Tennessee. Nebraska's using the same logic. Love it, hate it, it's the same logic. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah, it does. I've always stuck up for the SEC a little bit about this.
Why?
Because
they can get away with it?
Not when many of those teams play dedicated crossovers. Georgia plays Georgia Tech every time. Alabama, LSU always schedule.
They get 3 bye weeks.
Florida and Florida State play
2 scheduled
each other.
And 1 non-conference cupcake.
I'm just saying. It's not like Nebraska. Look at Nebraska schedule 26 to 27.
Yeah, we finally bought in. Oh, my God. Did I just actually sound like I support? Oh, I'm ashamed. All right, play the last clip. We got it real quick.
You guys had not even had bowl practices.
Can you pause it real quick?
Bowl game.
I'm sorry. The one final thought on this thing. I don't blame Nebraska for this decision that I don't like. I blame the way college football is set up. You're rewarded for scheduling cupcakes in your non-conference, playing eight conference games. You are not punished. You are not punished for playing 8 conference games. Has it bothered Clemson when they were coming out of the ACC? Has it bothered the SEC? No. So why would they not take advantage of it, as much as I hate it?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry, I couldn't let that go. Do we need to save the clip for Monday now?
We can hurry up.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You guys had not even had bowl practices or had a bowl game since, what was it, 2016?
Yeah.
Up until last year. So you make a bowl last year. That used to be cause for minor celebration. And now it's Nebraska. Were they in the playoff? No? All right, next. How do you feel like year one to year two went?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we went from playing, this is with all love, we went from playing in the Big Ten West to playing a much harder schedule.
Yeah.
So we went from 5-7 to 6-6, but we were a much better football team. You know, close losses, which have kind of hampered Nebraska for a while. Close losses usually mean, hey, we're just not as good as we want to be yet. You know, people act like it's like the secret sauce, but we went from playing good teams to adding in a USC. To adding in, you know, even UCLA, who got hot for a little stretch there. I mean, we played some really tough teams. Indiana, who you know, obviously Coach Cignetti came in, and with the new modern rules, the transfer portal, like, he revived them. He re-energized them. So I feel like we made a step. Is it where we want to be? No. But to your point, at the end of the year, I did stand up and say, hey, listen now, we're not going to apologize for being the first team to go to a bowl game in 9 years, and actually then going on and winning it, having the first winning record in a long time. We're not going to apologize for, I mean, we beat Wisconsin, and we won the statue, mm-hmm. the trophy, and it's in our office, and it says, for 12 straight years, it says Wisconsin. There's not one time it says Nebraska. And so, you know, we're not going to apologize for what we did, but we also recognize that we've got to be in the, you know, we didn't come to Nebraska to not be in the playoff conversation. I do hope that people recognize that there's some leagues where, like, you know what, you have to beat one or two. You have to beat one or two teams, and you're probably going to be in the conversation. You know, in the Big Ten, I don't know, is Michigan going to be in it next year? Probably. I think Ohio State going to be in the conversation? Probably. Is Penn State going to be in it? Probably. Iowa. Probably. USC. Probably. Washington. Oregon. And there's a lot of teams you can make a case that they're going to be in the college football playoff race down the stretch. And so there's a lot of work to do in our league. So, yeah, we're proud of what we did. It's a good first step. You look at my history, it's always year three, year four that we're successful. So I'm not really the, you know, hey, come and win right away type of a guy. I'm kind of build it this way. And I think we're building it that way, though.
So I don't know if you're aware of this, Jake, but actually Kurt Cignetti and Matt Rhule coached together at Temple under Al Golden. So they've got a little bit of a history there. But what's your instant reaction to that? I'll give mine, and then we got to get out.
Well, I've just always been a big fan of the Big Ten West, so I'm a little bit disappointed in that statement. But at the same time, it does ring a bit true. I mean, they took that step, and it's kind of funny because the way that Pate worded it, obviously not being a Nebraska fan, it was kind of a big deal to beat Wisconsin and just go to a bowl game and not get to the, you know, the playoffs kind of aside. It was a big deal to get to the bowl game. So, you know, I agree with kind of what he's saying, though. It's going to get tougher, not easier, moving forward in the Big Ten.
I like to use the word statue. Not the trophy. He eventually did say trophy, but hey, we got that statue away from Wisconsin, basically, is what he was saying. There was definitely things we did last year that we had not done in a while. There are things that Matt Rhule is doing this offseason. There's reason for optimism. There's certain things about college football I'm not excited about. But there are certain things about college football that we've discussed today that actually might be beneficial to Nebraska if you're a Nebraska fan, even if maybe they're not the things I like for college football as a whole. I get more and more excited as we sit here on a wonderfully freezing cold February Friday, just thinking about next college football season. Do I drink the Kool-Aid now or wait a few months? No Kool-Aid yet. All right, have a great weekend. Go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bomb.